The threat of a coronavirus outbreak started to weigh on Americans' mental and emotional health even before they began to embrace the most important preventive measures, like social distancing. That's according to a new polling partnership between Axios and Ipsos. Here to go in depth is Sam Baker, healthcare editor at Axios. Sam, how are you measuring this?
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to measure a couple of, ask people the same questions week after week to sort of measure the impact that this is having on folks as it drags on. So we're asking a whole host of questions from, have you yourself started working from home, to just generally, how are you feeling? How's your health? That sort of thing.
So the takeaways so far have been what, Sam?
The takeaways so far are people are freaked out. This is the second week that we've been doing this tracker, and we've seen a big increase in the number of people who say their emotional well-being has gotten worse.
So that's
physical health,
yeah.
Not that bad. A slight increase, but a whole lot of people say their emotional well-being has taken a hit.
What are you seeing on the emotional side in terms of numbers?
I believe it's now over 40%, and it was under 30% just a week ago, and I assume that'll keep going up.
Wow. But you said there have been more moderate with regards to the physical side?
Yeah. We've seen a pretty modest uptick in terms of, has this affected your physical health? And that makes sense. We're pulling a wide cross-section of the country here, and not that many people necessarily have coronavirus, but the effects of that outbreak certainly are greater than the outbreak itself.
Yeah. I'm curious, too, how people will measure the physical impacts of, gym routines that have been upended. People trying to find maybe a new routine for working out at home, or do they feel physically ill from, say, even just a cold or something like that, right? It could be tough to measure.
Right, exactly. Not everything will be as a result of coronavirus, but we are seeing, to your point, a lot more people now saying, okay, yeah, I've, changed my daily routine. I'm working from home. I've quit going to big gatherings. I've canceled some travel plans. All of those numbers are way, way up, which is good.
Yeah, it was shocking. We're speaking with Sam Baker. He's the healthcare editor at Axios. They've got some new polling on the toll that coronavirus is taking on our emotional health as well as our physical health. So explain that. Give us some numbers on the folks who kind of are changing behavioral patterns.
So we have 9 in 10 Americans now say that they are afraid of the virus. That is up significantly from before. And really across the board, really everything we asked, have you started working from home? Yes, a lot more people have started doing that. Maybe not quite as many as we thought on that front. But have you, for example, tried to buy toilet paper and not been able to find it? We're seeing, I believe it's somewhere in the 30% range of people who now have had that experience, which obviously I think a lot of us have had. So this is just sort of affecting everyone nationwide.
I wonder if the numbers in some way mirror the increase in reported infections, percentage wise.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, especially in terms of some of these, how's your emotional well-being or your mental health impacts, as we see the number of cases go up so dramatically, as we see it sort of worsen in areas where it was already bad and then continue to spread to new areas, as you see it intensify and very much remain a problem around the globe. I think that has a toll on people, or it certainly stands to reason that would have a toll on people in addition to the direct steps that each of us is having to take.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Sam Baker, healthcare editor at Axios.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.